Betsy Ann Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. You know, Thomas, I see memes, a lot of memes, all the time, and sometimes they're good, but I feel like I have to tweak them because they're not quite telling the full truth. And the one that I'm talking about is on the image that I have provided for you on today's audio, and that is, and if you don't see it, it's an image with the swamp creatures all around it. You, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, John Brennan, Clapper, you know, James Baker, all of them. They're all around this circle, and they want to call this the Department of Injustice. And I'm going, no. That's not what you see. What you really see here is a terrorist organization. And they are bureaucrats, because not all terrorists have to be Muslim and carry box cutters. The terrorists that we're talking about here are Washington bureaucrats, and they have an organization called Senior Executive Services. So I asked Thomas to explain to us why we could actually designate this as a terrorist organization. They fully qualify, so we can put them down and out.
Well, the second that we say that someone is a terrorist, then you can invoke the what is now called the U.S. Freedom Act, but was called the U.S. Patriot Act. And you have incredible powers if you're the president, especially under the conditions that we're in now, which are a variety of national emergencies. So what we're talking about here is anyone who is, let's define this, we're going to call a terrorist anybody who is consciously, willingly attacking U.S. national security. Now, that doesn't mean just the standard globalists who are, you know, really wannabes of the deep state, as they call it. No. We're talking about senior executive service members, 10,000 of them, who run all the agencies, federal agencies, who are generals. They have a union. They have a newsletter. They have their own flag. They have their own promises they make.
They have their own pay scale.
Total pay scale.
Their own book called the Plum Book.
You get presidential awards that give you $35,000 bonuses in some years that the president knows nothing about. And who gives those out? Bruce Orr, the guy who should be in jail right now for the coup. So what we're going to list here are the terrorists that we need to realize, whether we name them out loud or not, just go after them because they are in fact attacking our national security, and they should have sanctions put upon them. Because that's where the war is happening right now, as Trump has pointed out again and again. It's about money. It's about sanctions. He doesn't have to drop bombs or bullets. But now, of course, he's having to drop treatments and malaria pills and ventilators and medical equipment. Because why? The Obama administration ran out on purpose because they ignored the swine flu. 30 million. It's estimated 30 to 60 million Americans got the swine flu. Nothing happened. He did nothing.
Okay, but back to the Senior Executive Services. They're a terrorist organization. They are organized. They're highly organized. They fly their own flag. They have their own mission, and it is to destroy America. I want to see them put out. So give me the reasons. Give me the talking points that we could take to an attorney as smart as Patrick Philbin.
Basically, that Obama did not have a peaceful transference of governmental power. So Trump never actually came to power. And because of that, and because Obama has openly led a resistance and all of his people at the very top have been part of that resistance, and before Trump was elected, they were part of attacking Trump during the election and using our money, we the people's money, to in an election to do everything they could to attack Trump. So that is terrorism. And what is it? It's terrorism against our nation. It is treason. It is subversive activity. And it is very conscious. Just because it uses the machinations of the federal government, which, you know, Trump came to Washington to destroy that establishment federal government system. And that's what's happening here. So
well,
what I'm about
parasites.
To mention, they are parasites.
And that's what parasites do. They feed off the host body. You may see that the host body is getting sick and not know why. But if you look, it's these parasites called the Senior Executive Services.
And 8,500 of them were appointed by Obama after he fired 4,000 of them. There's about 10,000 of them. And they are basically a loophole that happened in the civil service system. And in 78 and 79, the SIS and the SES were created. And they were created so they could get really talented people to come in, mostly at the beginning, for intelligence and for technology. And they needed to pay them more money. They needed to pay them the standard going rates out in the corporate world. Now, that's who runs our federal government, these corporate imbeciles who know nothing about the federal government. All they know is how to follow orders, because basically that's all they are, is just soldiers on the street. And who do they take the orders from? That would be the resistance chief, the resistance head. That would be Obama. That would be working in Washington, Valerie Jarrett. Of course, we keep seeing that Susan Rice keeps stepping forward and opening her mouth. And so all these people are still part of the Crossfire Hurricane coup d'etat, which went through 12 different iterations. So we have to cluster right there. The biggest terrorist right now, still going on, is the coup attempt that has morphed into a dozen different forms. And so we have to have Brennan in there, Crossfire Hurricane. This is all treason. Of course, we know that the Gang of Eight were all part of that, except for Nunes, who came out and told the truth. So the whole Gang of Eight during that entire time. And of course, we know that it was driven by Comey and Andrew McCabe and James Baker and the whole, what we call the, what do we call them? The Comey bunk buddies. Because he went back and cried like a sissy to all these people trying to get Trump on things. They even tried to wiretap him. They illegally went in and took all of his, even after he became president-elect, they went in and stole all of his materials so that they could try to find anything incriminating, nothing incriminating, ever. So those are terrorists under the guise of FBI. But how did they do it? Well, the two groups that need to go, absolutely must go, because they're the worst, some of the worst terrorists in America that supported the Crossfire Hurricane, would be the Department of Justice National Security Division, the FBI Counterintelligence Division, and the entire CIA, not to mention the Black Ops that was, you know, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and the whole group, Bruce Orr and Nellie Orr. And then, you know, if you want to talk about other treasonous people, you can't say the corporations are treasonous, but Fusion GPS should be held account for an attempted coup, because they used outside forces. They used other governments.
Well, we need to find a way to show that they're terrorist organizations. Don't get locked into terrorists are literally throwing a bomb that you can see. These people are throwing information bombs into our culture, our society, and our government that are lies, and propaganda is very evil. So for this reason, we need to have this all come down. Now, this is a great time, because the state of Maryland and Virginia have stay-at-home orders for their citizens. At least I believe Maryland still has its on. And this is where a lot of your SES people live. So hopefully they're in lockdown. So what a great time to get this done.
Yes. Now, there's systems in systems here. So just stating the first thing, which you brought up, which was the SES. Well, Obama still runs the SES. They take their orders from people above them. They don't even know who those people are. And they all stick together. Have you noticed? It's just like a mockingbird. They're all like parrots. It's unbelievable. And so mainstream media has to be included in the resistance. Because why? They are the Democratic Party to the far, far left. Now they've gone insane because Trump has created fake news burning headlight on them. Why? Because they are, in fact, driven by who? The British monarchy. So if we want to talk about the terrorists outside of our country, we can, and that we should do that for a moment, and then we'll come back to the country. Because the biggest terrorist after the SES, who drives the SES? Who gets all the SES contracts? That would be Britain in all of its many forms, from the Crown agents to money through OPEC and money through USAID, through Serco, through Kinetic, through all the contracts. You cannot believe we have revealed this. The number one international terrorist attacking us from basically day one of the pilgrims coming to America. They called us pilgrims because they send us out to see whether or not we'll die from the different diseases in different lands, and whether the diseases that they sent from Europe can actually kill the indigenous populations. That is the way that they've been thinking since the 1600s. So you have to say the British monarchy, which is, of course, they subsumed a few things. One of them, the British East India Company. They subsumed the Venetian banking system, which came out of Germany, and then Holland had its own, and of course there's the Dutch East India Company, two of the most powerful forces that ever were on the earth. And where did they learn it from? That was from the Vatican. So the Vatican, Venetian bankers, the British monarchy, straight through the Privy Council, Geoffrey Paddy, Lord Malek Brown. We've shown you who these terrorists are. These are the worst ones. They released the coronavirus, but they've released numerous coronaviruses. Why would anybody be surprised? Second on the stage, which is the overt enemy, who is the worst terrorist that there possibly could be, is China. China doesn't care a lick about human life, about human dignity, about anything like that. They want everyone to be machines so that they can all be cogs in the machine of the Communist Party. And anyone who doesn't know that is also part of that treason. That would be, of course, Hillary Clinton. That would be, of course, even the Bushes. It goes all at the White House. The White House enriched themselves through the Chinese terrorism in America to take over our manufacturing, to take over retail. Now they took over the military. They took over everything digital. They took over everything in Hollywood, the mainstream media. They're trying to buy up everything. Why? Because Clinton sold us out and basically sold out manufacturing. And so you have to add the Clintons and the Bushes and the whole White House rogue CIA that started from George H.W. Bush, who, you know, basically the father and the leader of American of globalism against Americanism, of the New World Order against populism in America. And so you have to put in George H.W. Bush as one of the worst terrorists of our times. But he did it, tried to do it undercover, you know, with his oil theft and his gold theft. But there are people who are outright, and they don't care. Now, who is the worst, the third worst? Well, because right there, you see, we internally, we know it's the SES, but they work for who? They listen to who? The World Health Organization. They listen to the World Bank. They listen to the International Monetary Fund. United Nations is nothing more than an extension of British control of America. They give us dues for us to pay for the blue hats who go out and rape more people than any army that's ever been known, except for, of course, we have to put right up here, and I'm putting them next. You may say, but wait a second, what about radical Islamic terrorism? A lot of that is made up. We paid for Al-Qaeda. Those were CIA black ops projects. The Saudi Arabian intelligence was completely involved in 9/11, right? I mean, that's so well known, it's ridiculous. We know that James Baker II went over and created in King Saud's palace in Saudi Arabia a State Department system to expedite the very passports that were supposedly used by the people who were the Saudi Arabians who attacked the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Complete nonsense. But so right up there, they're there. Of course they're there. And why? Because theirs is very serious. They have people who will die for their cause, put on body bombs, and go kill anybody that they're told to kill. Why? Because the imam said so. The local imam can declare jihad in anybody, including the owner of the local grocery store, or anybody. That is their law. Sharia law is basically the law of the Dark Ages. So if five people say you did something, then you did it, whether you did it or not, and then you can be stoned to death. Common practice. So yeah, they're the worst terrorists because they're so overt, and they're never going to change because this is part of their religion, of fundamentalism. And the interpretation, whether it's Shiite or Sunni, doesn't matter. They're terrible terrorists. But so what? We have here in America, horrible terrorists. One of the biggest terrorists, the Global Engagement Center, who's supposed to be protecting us against terrorists, but they simply became the terrorists who, in the last election in 2016, terrorized America and for national security tried to overthrow a landslide for Trump by manipulating this entire myth of Russian meddling. No, that was the Global Engagement Center. We know this. We know the people. We know who did it. So that's the Board of Broadcasting Governors. And that goes back to Obama's National Defense Authorization Act.
And that, to remind folks, that's the position that Trump wants filled. He's wanted that position filled for 2.5 years, and Congress keeps stalling.
Absolutely.
Because he wants his guy in there. Because Voice of America is nothing but propaganda. It spews propaganda all around the world. If you want to know what's really going on in America, no matter who you are in the world, you listen to Betsy and Thomas. We tell you the way it is.
Everything from the Climate Accord, which was another terrorist act, had Obama got his way, and everything from the UN supports China. So the Voice of America recently just supported China, not the American policy and the American view of things. No, they supported the Chinese view. So if someone was to say in the United Nations that Britain supports China, they would go, oh, no, no, no. Oh, yes, they do. They most certainly do. China's dues for the World Health Organization, 42 million. America's, 420 million, 10 times as much. Because they're a developing country, developing. What did they develop? They developed and took over 50% of our manufacturing through the sellout of the Clintons, not only through Walmart and Sam's Club, but through 1,000 organizations and companies in China that stole intellectual property by simply manufacturing whatever it is America wanted. So it's technology transfer. And they get it whether we liked it or not because they make our things, including our pharmaceutical drugs. That half that drug that you're taking from the pharmacy, usually, is non-active poison from China. There's the active ingredients and the non-active ingredients. And just look it up. You'll see that what I'm saying is true. So when you say China, you also say United Nations. And when you say United Nations, you must realize it's controlled by the British. Always has been. That's the reason we didn't join the League of Nations. That's the reason the inquiry later became the Council on Foreign Relations, which was a mirror image of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which was founded out of Milner's Roundtable, which was founded by Cecil Rhodes Roundtable. And when you go back to those beginnings, you can see how the British laid the foundation, which they're still using today, and their terrorism is so insidious that we don't even know they're terrorists. You might find that I'm a little bit prejudiced against the United Nations, but every single part of it is corrupt beyond your imagination. People never listened to us before when we said this. They thought we were just bloviating. Nope, it's now being proven everywhere. The World Health Organization does anything but worry about the health of people. They support anyone who gives them money, period. They don't do any research. They're pathetic. The blue helmets that are supposed to be protecting people as a peace army never has done anything. You can't name anything good that the United Nations has ever done. And so right now we're seeing that Trump defunded the blue helmets, the peacekeeping forces of the United Nations. He has defunded now, thinking of looking at defunding the entire World Health Organization, which he should. He's already defunded the World Trade Organization. He's already thrown a monkey wrench into the International Monetary Fund. He's already basically lambasted again and again and defunded parts of the World Banking, the World Bank. All United Nations globalists, what people would call deep state. But it's not the deep state. This is globalism. This is imperialism of Britain brought into what is supposed to be a unified group of nations working together, which the United Nations is anything but that. It is nothing more than a way to drain money from America and use it for imaginary development, as they call it. So they take from money from America and give it to China when China already had a fantastic tariff. We had a fantastic tariff debt to them. I mean, we owed them money at the end of the year. They not only made everything for us, but we owed them money, and then we had to pay them money through the United Nations. Folks, that is a national security attack upon our economy. Not to mention what the Chinese have done with oil, with currency, with gold, with their stock market, with counterfeit gold, with their attempt to get into the IMF with their counterfeit gold, on and on and on and on. All terrorist acts attacking America. And remember, the United Nations is where it coordinates its activities. when something horrible happens, the Security Council of the United Nations may say something, but do you think Russia and China are going to agree with us? They have the same. Why would we ever join into a group where they get the same vote as us, knowing that they're our enemy? And knowing that Britain acts like they're our friend, but they're not. And France, the same thing. And other Germany, the same thing. And the European Union has become completely absurd. So the United Nations is a cultural, economic, political, and medical World Health Organization, terrorist organization that has so many components you can't count them all. And you think, oh, UNICEF, oh, it's so nice. No, wrong. Look closely. They never did anything good. Even the books that they print are propaganda based upon British propaganda directly from Tavistock and British propaganda and German propaganda directly from the Frankfurt School. I mean, it is absurd that we even allow the United Nations, this terrorist organization, to exist on American soil. We have to get rid of it. Then we go to the U.S. Federal Reserve. You talk about terrorists. Those are the same people, folks. Same people. Same people in 1913 that were pushing the League of Nations and pushing the United Nations on us, and the Council on Foreign Relations created the IRS for debt for war. So we all became debt slaves to who? The U.S. Federal Reserve, which is not U.S., it is not federal, and it has no reserves. Right now, they're $5 trillion in the hole as of weeks ago, so they're probably more trillions in the hole. And we supposedly owe them trillions. Complete nonsense. Complete nonsense. Who owns the U.S. Fed? The biggest banks and the biggest management groups in the world, okay? All the same group that owned the Fortune 500 company stock market. Why? It's all gambling. And if you look into it, the U.S. Fed made sure there are not free markets. They always say that they're for free markets. Lie. The U.S. Treasury actually controls the Fed, but the Fed acts like they control the U.S. Treasury, so the U.S. Treasury can blame the up and down of the stock market and the up and down of currency exchange and the up and down of the value of the interest rate, all on the U.S. Fed. Well, they're a corporation who actually charge us money for what they do, which is rip us off, lie to us, move money illegally under the auspices of currency exchange. Do not listen to the U.S. Treasury. Do not listen to the President of the United States. And basically make sure that America is dragging its feet in world economy. They need to be, I had always said they need to be frozen, their assets frozen. They need to be audited. Their assets need to be seized. People need to be put in jail, and then they need to go bankrupt. Better than that, Trump has come up with the idea of just subsuming them and making them do what he wants and printing as much fiat currency as he wants until this problem is over. Absolutely genius. Remember, the U.S. Federal Reserve has other terrorist organizations called central banks, and those central banks, with their LIBOR rate, set the rate that they give interest on money to smaller banks. In other words, they control the entire economy, the flow of money, supposedly. Well, ignore all those systems. Economics is a lie. There is no free market. Just go back and look at U.S. history. So, U.S. Federal Reserve, central banks, huge terrorists. Now, you have to understand that the National Institute for Health has only created vaccines. That's all they do. Well, where do they learn that? They learned it from the Perbright Institute, and they learned it from Burroughs Wellcome Drug Company. And then they turned it into Muriel Animal Health, and then they turned it into Kinetic. And so the National Institute of Health is nothing more than an extension of the British vaccine warlords who have been controlling Big Pharma from the beginning. And they use the Center for Disease Control, which is a private corporation, and it is a vaccine mill. That's all they do. They own the patent for 56 vaccines, and they make $4.1 billion a year off of that. But still, Bill Gates gives them hundreds of millions of dollars to create another vaccine, when no vaccine will ever work because the theory doesn't work. It's not a sound theory. It's just simply not a sound theory. For instance, it's the same exact theory as taking rattlesnake poison a little bit each day until you become immune to rattlesnake poison. Oh, only problem in that is you could very likely die during the process of taking a little bit more each day. They don't tell you that. Well, that's what vaccine is. You take a poison a little bit so that you hope that later you can overcome it when you get a lot of it. Well, you just invited it into your system. You planted it into your system. And these shots, these vaccines, we know that shingles is an outbreak of the varicella. We know that the new type of polio that happened in 500,000 cases in India from Bill Gates' vaccinations of India, it's a new type of polio, but it is a polio. What? That was given out by Bill Gates. He's happy that he's killing 500,000 Indians in India. He's happy that there are millions of people who have been sterilized with HPV and through smallpox and other excuses to give these vaccines out. So when you talk to the CDC, you have to include Bill Gates, you have to include the Carlyle Group, you have to include the Queen of England, who owns many of these patents through Purbright. You have to include Oprah, you have to include some people that you don't want to include, but the richest people like Bill Gates and Eric Schmidt and Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, their number one concern is depopulation. Don't forget that. So therefore, if they want to kill Americans through depopulation, whether it's through vaccines or fake pharmaceutical drugs that work in less than 50% of the cases, and kill people and give them the very illnesses that they say they heal, then we need to consider them terrorists, because they're killing us by injecting into our bloodstream poisons that they know won't work, never have worked. And we've had 100 years of watching the British do this, an experiment on humans all over from the Transvaal to now China, where they release these coronaviruses, which they actually own the patent on. Why? Because they want to have the vaccine for it, because the vaccines cost hundreds of millions of dollars, billions, actually, when it all comes down to it. So you have to include them because this new war, though it's invisible, you can't devalue the fear that it's put into America to think that the invisible enemy is in your house. Folks, it's already in you. Vaccines are nonsense, and all viruses are in you anyway. The new vaccine that just came out, it's probably spread through the whole world anyway. And so when they say millions of us have already had it, yeah, we already have. Yeah, and it didn't do nothing to us. It wasn't a strong one. Now, you're not going to like, well, the next one you'll agree with. Offshore tax evasion, whether it be in Delaware or Montana or Utah or anywhere in America or any offshore, one of the 54 Commonwealth nations, all of which have offshore accounts for the Queen of England, all that money should be simply frozen and considered to be criminal because they paid no taxes on it. So hedge funds stealing from the stock market, offshore accounts of people like George Soros, which I'm going to get to in a second, those offshore accounts take 65% of the wealth of America every year. They are a national security worse than threat. They are an explosion in theft of our economy, and the people involved in them, the IRS, needs to be closed. Because if you don't know that George Soros doesn't pay taxes, you're a friggin' idiot, because he turns around and gives that money to non-government organizations, which are not supposed to be political, but they always are. And the IRS knows that. So George Soros gets right up there on the list. But he's not the biggest of the criminals. He's a good economic predatory criminal. Yes, he is. And he is, in fact, a national threat. He is national security threat to economics, to social, to cultural, to the lies of the propagation of open borders, to the lies of his open society, control of the European Union, on and on and on and on. George Soros has to be up there because he's affected so many nations, but he's trying to get us through a color revolution, which we call the Purple Revolution. So you have to put him up there. But right up there with him are the scumbags of the Supreme Court.
Oh.
You want to say something about that?
No, I just want to step back and say, and how do we know that all of them are even alive? I just don't like this whole thing with the Supreme Court and the mystery of whether Ruth is still alive or not, and then the condition of some of these others. And they're so secretive. And then on top of it, they're acting like they're a franchise. Like Ruth Ginsburg is the franchise for the left's position and the court. It's not. And if she's dead, she needs to be replaced.
She's attacked Trump openly. For that, she should be absolutely kicked out. She should be impeached. And John Roberts should be impeached because of his actions and the things he said about Trump and the fights he's had with Trump. And now they're going to have a camera for the first time in the Supreme Court, because they're going to take all of Trump's dirty laundry and they're going to air it politically. And I can't wait to see the Ruth Ginsburg robot.
Yeah, well, it'll be a double, or it'll be a CGI or something. But let's not forget who John Roberts' wife is, because this is related to the senior executive services.
Yep. And so, I'm sorry, we have to go right to the top, but then we have to jump over to Congress.
Oh, well, you didn't say it. She is the recruiter for the SES. She recruits the very people that the SES needs. John Roberts' wife. That's what she does.
I was ready to jump to other criminals.
No, but the thing is that she's a part of the SES operation, and her husband's on the Supreme Court. He's a total scumbag. We all know that. So don't tell me that this isn't a nest of a terrorist organization that is attacking America.
We've proven to you that you can become the head of a federal agency without having a security background check if you're an SES member. So John Roberts and his SES scumbag wife are just the tip of the iceberg, folks, when you start to look at the payoffs these people receive. If you can't see that the Supreme Court has now become so partisan that it is so far to the left in their opinion that they would come out and attack a president, before then they hold public hearings on the president's supposed dirty laundry, I'm sorry, close down the Supreme Court. But also you have to close down Capitol Hill. Because if you don't see that Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler's attempted impeachment was nothing more than a continuation of Robert Mueller's special counsel impeachment, which was the committee to impeach, it was called. Remember that? It was called the insurance policy. Remember that? It was called the small group, on and on and on. 12 different names. So then it becomes the Adam Schiff impeachment, which was completely a waste of time, waste of money. And because of that, and because of the lies that they committed during it, is anyone going to, any of them going to have an ethics investigation on them? That shows you how corrupt it is. Now, why are they corrupt? Because the Uniparty, both the Republicans and the Democrats, all get their money through the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So if you're party line, you get money so that you can run your campaign and the support of the party. If you do not vote party line, and it's all China.
China.
This is the big Russian oligarch money. This is the Russian oligarch money who say they're British. I can name all of them. I have many a time. They're literally Ukrainian, Chinese, Russian. It's all the money flows in the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and then flows right to Pelosi and McCarthy. Now, you know, the heads of the Democratic and Republican parties in the House and in the Senate. It flows to them, and they alone, Mitch McConnell alone, decides where that money goes, knowing that it is foreign. Literally, it's institutionalized foreign investment in our and corruption in our election system, and that needs to end also. So if you want to talk about the we have to talk about the Uniparty if we go up to the Hill. And then we talked about the fact that the White House has been compromised and sold out. The Hill, both the Senate and, like, for instance, go to the Senate Intelligence Committee or go to the U.S. House of Representatives Select Intelligence Committee. That's where the biggest crimes of all are going on and have been going on over all of this coup and still going on to this very day. Richard Burr, Adam Schiff, you know, that's who Nunes was fighting all this time, but he couldn't even get Richard Burr, a Republican, to be on his side because they had all given over to Dianne Feinstein and to the rest of the Senate Intelligence Committee because they were all compromised. They were paying for the Russian dossier. So the Senate Intelligence Committee all need to go to jail, folks, including, yes, little Rubio. He knew all this. That's the reason he keeps spouting off to defend these people. And that's the reason they found nothing after their big, long investigation. Nothing. The House and Schiff found impeachable material, but the Senate found nothing. Well, look at that. Isn't that funny? Anyway, so you have to get rid of people on the Capitol Hill. Who are all the people that tell them what to do? Those would be the SES. That's the head of all the federal agencies. Whenever the head of a federal agency comes in, because they're usually appointees, and they usually know nothing about what they've been appointed to, and they certainly know nothing about the civil servants that they're in charge
but
of.
But they know how to take directions from the Queen.
Oh, my
God! You know, how it trickles down all the way through Serco and tells them what to do.
Yep. Now, I'm sorry I didn't mention this. But if we're going to say anything about the stock market, We have to stop all gambling because that is terrorist activity with our own retirement fund. They're gambling with your retirement fund. I don't know. They don't tell you this when you get a 401k. The government only gives you, they give you the most support if you go with what? Gambling on the stock market, right? And so they don't tell you about derivatives. Gambling. They don't tell you derivatives are paid off before you are in your gambling. They don't tell you when you put your money in a bank, you become a partner of the bank and you may not get your money back. They don't tell you when you put your money in the stock market, it is gambling and it is absolutely a gamble. You may never get that money back, and that's what it is. So that has to end, which means that all mortgages need to be stopped being betted on the stock market, as well as all 401ks, as well as all retirement funds. If the corporations want capital venture money, fine. Then let people pay taxes when they give them the money and everything be straight up. And then guess what? We wouldn't have to pay anything to the IRS if we simply took money out of the stock market and made a new type of venture capital investment where people pay taxes when they invest.
Speaking of the IRS.
And when they make money.
They're senior executive service people at the IRS, correct?
Oh, they run it.
I mean, because I am pretty upset. You know, 3 years ago, I sent a very detailed whistleblower complaint against David Brock's 21st Century America. I'm telling you, they're just doing some scummy things. I practically wrote the agent report for the IRS, and I still haven't heard anything. And it's been over 3 years, and not only one whistleblower, I got two letters from the IRS acknowledging this. So is it that the senior executive services are so incompetent? Or are they so political?
They're so political. All they do is they're a bureaucracy that slows everything down and slowly walks everything off the cliff to make sure that nothing ever changes and the people in power stay in power and the people who have the contracts get the contracts with no bids. That's the way it is. That's the money.
And people roll their eyes and they'll say, well, you're never going to hear from the IRS. I go, excuse me, I live in America. And there is an official way to put in a whistleblower complaint of a person who is not compliant with taxes that we can all see because it's all information that was derived out of the public domain. And I have reported it as a citizen to an organization that's supposed to have IRS agents who will go and sort these things out. But they won't touch this because David Brock and his Share Blue are also terrorists in America.
And David Brock receives money through George Soros and as well as Obama. Obama, when he had billions of dollars from SEC funds, from fines and so on and so forth, from Elizabeth Warren's money that they stole from businesses and from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they simply gave it to non-government organizations, the same ones that George Soros gave to. Okay? So that David Brock is the living example of that. How many groups did he run out of one small office, one telephone? He didn't pay taxes on any of them, and he was nothing more than a George Soros money laundering operation. But then he also paid $250,000 to three whores to say that they had sex with Trump. And he literally came out and said this. He ran advertisements begging people to come forward to play this role.
Yes.
And that's who Horseface is. That's who...
Blasey Ford? Oh, no, that was Kavanaugh.
Yeah, well...
sorry. But they all sound the same. Even when you listen to that Gretchen Whitmer, they all have this gravelly voice. It's not very nice.
Now, part of the stock market, you can't go move on without talking about the fact that commodities exchange is all fake and it's paper gold. Folks, you're buying paper gold, paper silver. Well, people don't buy silver, but many of the things you're buying is nothing but a digital impulse or paper, and you will have nothing if the stock market crashes and or the stock market itself goes bankrupt. Oh yeah, it's a private organization owned by Intercontinental Exchange. It can go bankrupt at any minute. When it does, guess what? They keep all the money that's invested. Read the contract. Seed and Company will keep every dime because it can't go bankrupt. So if it goes bankrupt and DTCC can no longer continue the New York Stock Exchange's clearinghouse, then all the money goes to Seed and Company, which is international. So if they go bankrupt, they get to keep all the money. That's the way it is with banks, too. So anytime you enter into these contracts, you better look at the contract and realize that when you buy a commodity and it's paper, it's just paper sometimes. Now, the worst one that we have to go into is patent theft. Because the national security is given up every time they steal a patent and weaponize it. Well, that happens with everything that is weaponizable. And the British, through Serco, has control of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Shocking, in case you didn't know that. That may be a big red pill. But they steal all the patents, they weaponize them, and then they give them to Silicon Valley cardboard cutouts like Elon Musk and Mark of the Zucker Beast. And, Eric Schmidt's a clever guy, but most of the rest of them are all made up, okay?
That's Silicon Valley. And this has been going on a long time. The Brits were doing this back in the days of Marconi, and that's what the researchers at American for Innovation are pulling up, that this is, they've been doing this for decades, centuries.
You're absolutely right. Marconi, the British used Marconi in Italian to be the cardboard cutout to steal the Tesla patents for wireless, for radio, for everything. And then it became literally a British-driven company, which then controlled GE and then controlled RCA, and then Serco bought it, and then SRI was bought by it, and then everything is bought by Serco. So Serco gets these multi-billion-dollar contracts over many years, most of them very little bidding going on. It's just assumed that the SES members are going to give the contract to the same old people who they always give it to, which are not Americans. They'll give it to the Chinese, they'll give it to the Ukrainians, they'll give it to anybody but the Americans. And so that's what we're dealing with. And now, just as Betsy said, this started a long time ago. And so with the Marconi fraud, the British Marconi fraud and taking over wireless, which then took over American, all wireless, all intelligence, which is military and corporate and, you know, public, and then radio, and then television and the internet, that's all the same. And it's all controlled by a group in America that mimics what they did in and still do in Britain, which is grab the patents first, steal them, weaponize them, get the venture capital, start a fake dummy company, make billions, if not trillions of dollars, and then give it to those people who are on the inside. That is called the Highlands Forum Group. We've exposed them, and they work out of the Office of National Intelligence through the Navy. And basically, we have exposed them completely. They are one of the worst, and they are the one of the top terrorists. So Betsy a minute ago said to me, well, why don't we look at these people as terrorists? And I said, oh my gosh, they are terrorists. So true. So I sat down, and in less than, I don't know what was that, 1 minute, I wrote down this list here. Now, that's the beginning. That's without me thinking about it. There are so many terrorists attacking America. Why? Because we have the currency, we had the money, we had the ingenuity, but then what did we do? We let it all be vampirized by foreign countries because Americans being treacherous, traitors, treasonous, sold America out to enrich themselves. It's as simple as that. You can just simply follow the money. Where did the money go? It isn't hard to figure out. So when we're telling you these things, the reason that we are so often correct, and if we aren't, please let us know, because then we'll look into it and try to correct what mistake we made. If we are incorrect, then we didn't do our homework. We didn't see where the money went. We didn't look at the lawsuits. We didn't see the individuals who are actually doing this. These things are named, they're talked about, and these treacherous, treasonous, I don't even have bad enough names for them. They are traitors. And they don't care about killing people. They don't care about anything but themselves living. They want to live immortally, whether in a human body or in a machine or whatever. That's all their delusion. Every one of them. That's the delusion at the top. Whether you're one of the British monarchy, whether you're one of the crazy dictators throughout the rest of the world, they all, or whether you're Eric Schmidt or Mark Zuckerberg, it doesn't matter who you are. They all want one thing: immortality. Physical immortality. That's how stupid they are. And they're willing to kill literally everything but 500 million people. They want to take the earth, depopulate it to 500 million. That's it. And there, that's it. So if you look at the elite, that's about how many there are. So the only people who would be left, they don't even consider who would be their slaves, but they're going to use robots is what they think. And they're going to be controlled by AI. And they think that, oh my gosh, their delusion of what they think about the future, these sick sycophants, is just disgusting. And what they do to get there is disturbing. These people are terrorists. They are not just, they're fundamentalists because they're corporatists. They're fundamentalists because they believe in their family dynasty of corporatism, getting everything they can and passing it on to their children and having immortality in one way or the other, whether it be a huge gravestone or whether it be some kind of legacy. This is what they're about. And they don't care how many people they kill. It's like the Chinese Party. They don't care. They don't care. They experiment by killing a million people. That's not a problem to them. They've done it before. They're doing it again. They do it with children. They do it with animals. They do it with Uyghur people. They do it all over the place. And all these people who are missing in China, where are they going? So when we're talking about terrorists, China's bad, but believe it or not, because you haven't swallowed the big red pill, or else you would know that the Queen of England is even worse than them. She has been attacking Donald Trump since day one and continues to attack him to this very moment. She is a terrorist. And once we declare these people terrorists, then the United States government has every power to sanction them out of existence and or to go after them or to simply lock them up without a lawyer, without a trial, without a case, because they are active war. They're war actors.
They're war actors. And the time to be nice and everything is over. Folks, we are fighting literally for the future of humanity. We must put these people away.
Yeah, put them away first. Try them later because we have all the evidence.
I want to see them all. Maybe they don't all go to prison. Let's put them all in ankle monitors and just let them out. Let them make their way and put a public domain where we can track them. Yeah. So, you know, they wanted to track us. So we'll let them be like free roaming prisoners, but they'll all have their ankle bracelets on. So if you see Joe Biden on the corner, you want to throw him a little money, do.
Essentially, Washington, D.C. is the district of crime. It is a jail with no bars, and that's where the criminals go. And what do they do when you're in prison? The criminals teach other criminals how to be criminals. And that's what Washington District of Crime is all about.